This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, now that the upper level ridge has moved east of the inland northwest, we'll have a much more active weather pattern ahead of us for this weekend and next week. Three separate weather systems today, Saturday night and Sunday, and then next Wednesday will provide the bulk of the 1/4 to 1/2 inch of moisture that's expected on most farms. And as is usually the case, if you live close to the Cascades or Blue Mountains, 1/2 to 1 inch may be more likely. But you know, by next Wednesday, we're really right on the threshold of November, so active weather should be something we're going to have to get used to on a regular basis. Now, for the meantime, the moist air mass is originating in the Pacific, so we'll continue to see temperatures averaging above normal for late October and early November. And so this rain should really not stress livestock significantly. Soil temperatures have risen 1 to 3 degrees from Monday to yesterday, and will likely show little change, holding in the mid and upper 50s for even much of next week. So you can plan on good warmth and moisture for restarting pasture growth and emergence and development of winter wheat. If you need to apply chemicals, it's going to be risky, but the least chance for wash off at this time looks to be Monday and Tuesday. Occasional breezes on Monday and Tuesday may cause chemical drift, however. For aginfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.